Hear ye, the final program of the second Stephen Foster Memorial All Florida Folk Festival is about to begin. Hear ye. Introducing Mr. J.L. McMullen.
Thank you very much, Mr. Town Crier. Good afternoon, friends and lovers of folklore. Welcome to the second Stephen Foster Memorial Florida Folk Festival. Friends, I wish to call your attention to a little brochure that is available here this afternoon that gives the basic facts of folklore. Upon the articles that are written in this brochure, the basis for the All Florida Folk Festivals have grown. I recommend it to you. I sincerely hope that you will take advantage of obtaining a copy of this while you're here today. We are to receive a great honor today. Mr. Gene Merkel of Alberts and Merkel, Mandarin, Florida, acknowledged all over the world as orchid breeders and shippers of fine orchid plants, will present a new orchid and name it Suwannee River. Honoring Stephen Foster, we of the Stephen Foster Memorial Florida Folk Festival Association are pleased that this occasion was chosen for these honors. Associate Bruno Alberts has owned and developed fine spring orchid plants for 35 years, and this orchid is one of his latest and finest creations. Mr. Gene Merkel was born into the florist business, which dates back to 1890. 100 years of orchid development is represented in the new orchid, which is being presented today. 10 years have been required to grow the orchid plant from which these specimens were produced. In searching for names deserving of these new orchids, Mr. Alberts and Mr. Merkel will choose names made famous by Stephen Foster. Other orchids will be named at appropriate ceremonies here at the Stephen Foster Memorial. But the first orchid, in honor to Stephen Foster, will be made today in connection with the second Stephen Foster Florida Folk Festival. Mr. Gene Merkel of Alberts and Merkel, Mandarin, Florida, is here to do the honors. Miss Helen Bixler of Live Oak has been chosen by a group representing the Stephen Foster interest as a person equal and capable of the occasion to receive this fine honor. She is an author, a writer, secretary of the Suwannee County Chamber of Commerce, secretary of the Stephen Foster Memorial Florida Folk Festival Association, and on behalf of all of the lovers and admirers of Stephen Foster, she will receive these honors. Ladies and gentlemen, I present Mr. Gene Merkel and Miss Helen Bixler.
It gives me a great deal of pleasure to present this orchid to Miss Helen Bixler and name it Lelio-Catlia Suwannee River. We feel that this is one of the finest creations in the orchid world today and will be famous 100 years from today as well as at the current time.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I grew up on the Suwannee River, I'm going to pinch hit for the river that's flowing right back there and accept this lovely tribute to it. And I'm very delighted to be chosen the one to receive it. Thank you.
Today is Mother's Day. Many of us are privileged to wear the red flower, others white, in memory of one whom we dearly love. Today, as we approach this occasion under these circumstances, we will proceed with our program, the invocation being given by the Reverend Francis Smelt of White Springs.
Let us pray. We thank Thee, dear Lord, for this day. We thank Thee for this special day that causes us to remember in a special way that special mother. And we pray that as we honor mother, that we recognize that her love, a love that has come from Thee. Bless us as we've gathered together this day. We thank Thee for this occasion and pray that all that we do and all that we say might renound to Thy name's honor and glory. We pray humbly in the name of Him who taught us when we pray to say,
art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. This day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Reverend Archibald,
Mr. Chairman. It's been a pleasure for the last 2 years to spend part of the time down here in Florida where I got sand in my shoes. That's just the trouble, most too much sand around here this time. It's been a great thing to live in a state where for the last 400 years or more, a civilization has been being built in the Western world. J. Frank Dobie said, if we had no recorded history, much of it could be traced by the folk songs, music, and dances still living or flourishing in different sections of the United States. And certainly that's true in Florida. We have felt the very heartthrobs of Florida as 1,000 singers and dancers, young and old, have moved across the stage in the last few days. If Florida had no recorded history, much of it could be told by the songs, music, and dances that we've seen as groups have moved across the stage. We begin the tracks with the Seminoles, or with the American Indians, who were the first to inhabit this land long before the Indians were named Seminole, long before Ponce de Leon came searching for the Fountain of Youth. We've had a wonderful time here this week, especially becoming friendly with our Indians. We've united two tribes here. You will remember about 100 years ago, the Seminoles refused to go over the Trail of Tears, which was followed by many of the other tribes. The Creeks went across to their sorrow. They didn't want to go, but they went. We've brought Fred Beaver back from Ardmore, Oklahoma, to meet the Seminoles from Florida Everglades. We'd like now to present Billy Osceola and Fred Beaver of Oklahoma. Let's give them a good hand of welcome. This is Fred. Now shake it. And now, Billy Osceola, the name Osceola in Florida, of course, needs no introduction. Billy, the great Osceola, who was an ancestor of Billy here to my left, once lived right around in these parts. We all know the story of the great warrior and his tragic death. Billy Osceola will now introduce the family of Seminoles, his own personal family, and then some of his tribesmen.
Thank you. Glad to be with you all again this afternoon. It is a great pleasure to me to present to this program, which represent for my tribal customs and tradition to our tribe. They have their own ceremonies and tribal customs. So this afternoon we're going to present to you a few songs concerning the Seminole Indian Green Corn Dance and dances also. But this time I'm going to present to you my family. First I'm going to introduce my wife, Sally Osceola. And Jesse Osceola, his boy, but this is an old Indian costumes. He's not a girl, but boy. And I had another boy, Fred Osceola. And I had another family with me on this platform this afternoon, but before I introduce that family, I had two men I brought with me besides my family. First, Harjo Osceola, he's my brother. And the second man I introduced to you, whose name was Billy Bolax. He was native in Florida State, and he was descended for old Chief Billy Bolax several hundred years ago. He was descended from him. He was 91 years old, aged man, who gone to sing and perform the dances this afternoon. Billy Bolax. Again, this is my pleasure this afternoon, who has came with us, Robert Osceola. He is not a brother. He lives out in Silver Spring with Ross Allen, Reptile Institute. And he was with us and his family with us this afternoon on this platform. Robert Osceola. And his family, his wife, Alice Osceola. And no, I don't. Rasa Osceola, Juanita Osceola, Howard Osceola. Robert, he was alligator wrestler, and he wrestled an alligator several years while he was down in Miami and also in Silver Spring. But he don't have alligator now, but he gonna help us to dance on this stage. You want us to go ahead and dance? Or? All right. This time, Billy Bolax is going to beat the drum and sing Buffalo Dance. That's a alligator call. Alligator might come out in Swanee River, but don't be afraid. When you wiggle your legs, run back in water. So next time we're going to call a turkey call. Thank you.
Thank you. A number of years have passed since the two tribes were divided, but we find that Fred Beaver and this group speak the same language. Now Fred Beaver is going to do the Green Corn Dance songs as they've developed in Oklahoma, the same general songs that are used here by the Seminoles.
Some of our songs in Oklahoma varies quite a bit from the original ceremonial songs that we use. I know that they have all have similar pattern, but the song is a little different. But they all have the same meaning and same purpose. First, instead of a ceremonial song, I like to sing a social song. Way hey yo ho, oh ho, 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 way hey yo ho, oh ho. Chico chin de moya pistan no so ya quiero, way hey yo ho, oh ho, way hey yo ho, oh ho. Way hey ya ho oh ho. This is another song that's used during this green card ceremony that we use. I'll try to make it as short as possible. This is a long one.
Well, I'm just as cool as I look. I'm sweating scarcely any. And I want to tell you that this is the way the story was set down, and this is the way I'm gonna tell it. Now, a long time ago, things was different. It weren't nothing on the earth, because there weren't no earth. There weren't nothing nowheres. And every day was Sunday, with the Lord read back, preaching all day long, except on Saturday. Then everybody went to the celestial fish fry. So one day everybody was out to the fish fry, eating fish and bile custard and carrying on. To all at once, the Lord swallowed some bile custard, which didn't suit his taste. "This custard," said the Lord, "ain't seasoned right. It's too thick. It's got a heap of sugar and eggs and milk and things in it, Lord," say Gable. "I know," say the Lord, "but it tastes like it needs just a little bit more firmament in it." "Us ain't got no more firmament, Lord," say Gable. "Us ain't got another drop in the jug." "You've been using a mighty heap of firmament," say the Lord. "Seems like every time I come to a fish fry, I gotta create some more firmament. I bet I'm gonna make enough this time to last a month of Sundays. I'm sick and tired of passing the miracle every time I come to a fish fry, and every time I want some firmament." So the Lord read back, and he passed a miracle, and he say, "Let it be some firmament." And when I say, "Let it be some firmament, let it be a whole heap of firmament. I'm sick and tired of having just a little bitty dab of firmament when I need it." Well, you just ought to see the firmament. It was just sloshing around all over everything, so that the angels and the cherubs couldn't hardly fly. And everybody was standing around in it knee-deep, a-shivering and chattering and a-squirming. "Well," say the mammy angel, "I guess I got to gather up my cherubs and get on home and dry them out. They shivering like they got a buck ager right this minute." "Oh, don't go busting up the fish fry just cause the cherubs is wet," say the Lord. "I'll dry 'em out." So the Lord, he passed another miracle. And he say, "Let it be the sun to dry out these here cherubs." And there was the sun. But it didn't do no good, cause quick as they dry out, they'd get wet all over again, cause they was so much firmament. "This ain't getting us nowhere," say the Lord. "Gable, maybe some of us men folks better get out and ditch around and drain off some of this here firmament." "Good idea," say Gable, "only it won't work, cause there ain't no place to drain it off to." Well, say the Lord, I guess I gotta pass another miracle and make a place to drain it off to. It seems like every time I start passing miracles, it's always something else. So he read back and he passed another miracle. And he say, oh, let it be the earth to hold all this here firmament. And there was the earth. Well, the firmament runned onto the earth, and it runned into the rivers and the creeks and the ditches, cause firmament wasn't nothing but a fancy name for water. And there was the earth with a heap of dry land left over. Now look at what you done, Lord, say Gabriel. Of course it ain't none of my business, cause I gotta practice on my horn all the time. But somebody's got to work that land, cause you know good as me that that land ain't gonna work itself. Well, the Lord look all around to see who's gonna work his land. And everybody was mighty busy. Well, he say, I guess I gotta pass one more miracle to get somebody to work my land. I bet the next time I pass a miracle, I won't be so brash about it. So the Lord took a little handful of dirt, and he made it into a ball. And he passed a miracle over it. And he say, let this dirt be mankind. And the dirt turned into a man. The Lord look at the man and he say, what's your name, man? Adam, say the man. Adam which, say the Lord. Just plain Adam, say the man. Ain't you got no family, say the Lord. No, ain't got no family, say Adam. Well, say the Lord, I gotta change that. I ain't gonna have none of these here single men's working on my farm. They runs around with the women all night and comes the next day, they's too sleepy to work. I ain't running around with no women, say Adam. I ain't studying women. Yeah, say the Lord. I ain't taking no chances. First looking, good looking woman come along, she gonna change your mind. So I'm just gonna put you to sleep again. So the Lord put Adam to sleep. And he took out a rib, and he called that rib a woman named Eve. So when Adam woke up again, there was Eve stretched outside him with her head on his pillow. Where'd you come from, gal? Jen.
No matter where I come from, I share, ain't I?
So Adam and Eve got mad and started to raising a crop for the Lord. So everything was going along to summertime, and Eve was out picking the blackberries, and the Lord come walking down the road. Good morning, Sister Eve, say the Lord, picking a few blackberries. A few, Lord, say Eve. Adam loud, he'd like to have some preserves next winter. Help yourself, say the Lord. Help yourself to the blackberries all you want. And the peaches and the plums if you and Adam likes them. There's just one thing I don't want you to touch, and that's the apple orchard. Cause I hear that apples is kind of scarce and they're going to bring a good price next fall. So help yourself to the berries and the apples and things, but just stay out of the apple orchard. Well, just go show you. Eve didn't like apples, and neither did Adam, but the minute the Lord go on walking down the road, do Eve see a great big Highland moccasin crawling down the road toward her. Look at that scoundrel, say Eve. She pick up a rock, gonna mash his old head in. The snake crawls through the apple orchard fence, and Eve climbs over it. Well, now Eve and that snake went round and round. Eve was chunking at him and the snake was dodging till finally Eve got a clear shot at him. And she wound up and she let the big rock go. But now Eve was all right. But Eve was a woman and there ain't never been a woman yet which could throw straight. So instead of hitting the snake, just playing with you. You give me a bite of that apple, and I'll buy you a new dress. Well, when a man commences talking close to a woman, he gonna get some action. So, Eve dropped a crying. Adam ate the apple and got her the new dress. But that ain't all. The Lord seed Eve's new dress, and he didn't like it. He got mad. He didn't aim to have nobody on his place which stole his apples. So he bailed out old Adam's trover and leveled on his crop and mule and put Adam and Eve off from the place. And the next thing anybody knowed of Adam and Eve, they was down on the levee trying to get a job at 6 bits a day.
You know, this has been a sort of a free-for-all the last 3 or 4 days. Of course, we've had more dancing than singing up to now, but being as how it's Sunday, we quit dancing today. But you just can't quit dancing all at once. There's an old Irish custom that on religious holidays, and of course, among many peoples, they have dancing. So we decided to break our usual rule because two of the National Folk Festival's Irish dancers flew down yesterday from Chicago, May Kennedy Kane and her daughter. Now we're going to have some of the Irish dancers from Chicago.
Come to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Eyes was blind, we couldn't see. Lord, in a manger low. Sweet little Jesus boy, the world treat you mean, Lord. Treat me mean too, but that's how things is down here. We don't know done told us how we is a trying master. You done showed us how even just seem like we can't do right. Look how we treated you. But please, sir, forgive us, Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm getting ready
for the judgment day, my Lord. My Lord,
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm getting ready
for the judgment day, my Lord. My Lord,
are you ready, my brother?
Oh, yes.
Are you ready for the journey?
Oh, yes.
Going to see you, Jesus.
Oh, yes. I'm waiting for the chariot, I'm ready to go.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm getting ready
for the judgment day, my Lord. My Lord,
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm getting ready
for the judgment day, my Lord. My Lord,
are you ready, my sister?
Oh, yes.
Are you ready for the journey?
Oh, yes.
Going to see Jesus?
Oh, yes. I'm ready for the chariot, I'm ready to go.
I never ride, shall forget
ride,
that
day. Ride in the chariot to see my Lord.
When
ride,
all my sins were taken away.
Ride in the chariot to see my Lord.
My feet were snatched from the
riding the chariot, see my Lord.
I'll serve my Lord to judgment day.
Riding the chariot, see my Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm getting ready
for the judgment day. My Lord, my Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna ride
in the chariot in the morning, Lord. I'm gonna ride in the chariot.
As we draw to the close of the program of the second All Florida Folk Festival, that we should strike the American note, as we have just done in the Negro Spirituals. The last number on the program this afternoon is a presentation of some of the songs of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormon congregation from Jacksonville. These are songs and dances that grew up as the Mormons sought their home and looked for the home in the years that they had so much trouble. I think it's especially appropriate that we close on the American note, because we started on the American note, and scattered throughout the whole program, we have expressed our appreciation to the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission for making it possible for the Florida family to gather here to sing the songs and do the dances and tell the simple tales that Stephen Foster would have known and loved. This is hallowed ground here on the Suwannee River. It was hallowed by those who envisioned a Stephen Foster Memorial here on the Suwannee River, honoring that great song, one of the great songs made famous by one of the greatest composers. Stephen Foster wasn't a composer of folk songs, but he so struck the note, the nostalgic note, the note of a changing civilization, which a number of years after his death we see more clear than we saw then. As we look at the beautiful dioramas over in the Stephen Foster Memorial, we're struck by the fact that he too knew, as John Henry knew, that a changing civilization was sweeping before it many of the things that have gone into the making of this country. And now we present the Mormon group from the Jacksonville congregation.